Yeah, the Craig and Company Show. It's time for the lighter side, brought to you by Farmington Bank. Christine, what do you have?
Don't forget, today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day, so in case you needed an excuse to go and load up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wait, every day is a certain food day. Have you noticed that?
Every day is a certain something day.
Like, I'm waiting for sushi day.
Every day is sushi day, girl. Come on now.
Sushi.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good? Speaking of food, Gary.
Yes.
Charlotte's legendary lobster pound offers customers the option of having their lobster sedated with cannabis before being prepared.
How do you...
So please make the lobster stop screaming.
How do you sedate a lobster
with
cannabis?
You give them a little joint. They smoke it. They toke up right before you...
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, give me that joint over there.
It's your last meal, man.
Yeah. She's going to drop us in a boiling water momentarily. They might as well get high.
I won't feel a thing. Let me ask you something. After you have them sedated,
right,
is the cannabis passed on...
To the meat.
To the person who's consuming food.
You might get high.
Do you get high?
Wow.
Ryan? Steph?
I think it might be, an edible maybe?
Nah, I don't know.
It's an edible.
It's an edible lobster.
I think once you cook the lobster, all that doesn't work.
It's like when you're cooking with wine, it cooks off the alcohol?
Yeah, it cooks it off, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Would you pay the extra to have him humanely dropped into the pot of what? Pot still, on pot.
He's still going to feel the water. It doesn't matter if he's high.
You're eating to get hungry again. Like, why?
He's just going to say, what the F, dude?
Oh, by the way, Florida in the news for you again. There's a guy in Florida who does all of his yard work in the nude.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Neighbors keep calling the cops, and there's nothing that they can do because I guess there's nothing illegal since he's on his own property.
Lends a new name to Weed Whacker. Or Roundup.
Yes. It's not your fault that you're lazy. And I'm speaking to myself.
Okay.
I love this story. Apparently, a new study by evolutionary biologists, who are obviously the laziest people on the planet if they're looking for studies on why lazy is okay,
right,
found that we're all hardwired to be lazy because it helps our bodies save energy, which was a big survival advantage for ancient humans.
Oh.
So sitting on the couch, binge-watching Netflix, you guys, is
actually
a survival technique.
Right, that's fantastic.
Do it more often.
I'll start surviving tonight.
Yeah, and finally, do you think Sal Hernia, Steve Salhaney, our boss, could do our job if he had to?
No.
42% of people said that they don't believe their boss could do their job.
Salhaney was in radio.
What do you mean? He's still in radio.
No, but he was on the air.
Yes, at Pro in Rhode Island.
And I don't know. He went to great extent to remove all air checks from anyone's grasp. We cannot find. Steph,
hey, it's Steve Salhaney.
Oh no, we'll find one.
Steph, this is your goal.
Your mission
to find a Salhaney air check that we can play.
Okay.
Yes,
I'll find it.
Start making phone calls.
Ryan knows where the bodies are buried.
Do you know where
he does?
Do you know where there's a Salhaney air check? Oh, he knows where it is.
Come on, don't be a company man for once.
Hey, I don't want you to play anything on the ad from my past. Especially from Providence.
Easy.
To show you how creative I was.
Yes.
My air name was Sal Haney. Now you know why I'm not on the air anymore.
Right, hey!
You are listening to Craig and Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.